Father, we bless you this morning. Your name is worthy of all glory and all praise. Your name is worthy, O God, hallelujah, of the glory, glory and honor. We lift your name up high this morning, Father.
Hallelujah, we bless your name.
You are an amazing God.
You are worthy.
You are an amazing God. An amazing God. Mm-hmm. You are an amazing God. There is no one that can compare to you, Father. No one is greater than you. No one is higher than you. No one, Lord God, can compare to your holiness and your righteousness, Father. Be thou exalted this morning, mighty God. Be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, God, be lifted up, be lifted up. Be lifted up this morning, Father. Be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up. Be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up. Be lifted up, Father, we pray, God, this morning, oh God, that you would receive our worship, that you would receive, Lord God, hallelujah, the honor, that you would receive our posture, Father. Oh God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, with our hearts bowed before you, God. We come this morning, oh God, hallelujah, before you humbly, Lord God, knowing that you are God and beside you there is no other. Lord God, beside you, Lord God, none can compare. Lord God, hallelujah, Father, many try, Lord God, hallelujah, to be who you are, but they can never be, Lord God, self-existing. Every other God is an idol, but you, Father, hallelujah. You are the true and living God. You, Lord Jesus, are the way. You are the truth. You are the life on this morning, Father. Lord God, and we declare that you are holy. We declare that you are righteous. We declare, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are mighty in all of your ways, oh God. We declare, Lord God, that you are strong. Hallelujah. That you are omniscient and omnipotent, oh God. That all wisdom, all power, oh God, belongs to you, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for even the privilege to be able to come into your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord God, for the privilege, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, to enter, Lord God, in with thanksgiving, Father, and enter with praise, oh God, hallelujah. We count it a privilege and an honor, oh God, hallelujah, to be with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Father, are the God, Lord God, that is not distant from us, but you are near to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are in the midst of your people. Lord God, that you make your habitation amongst us this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. We bless your name on today. I will bless the name of the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. And I'm a Korea Kabariam Shea Le Kanderio Koriam Dariam Shabaya Le Kondere. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I declare, Lord God, as the psalmist wrote, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. Lord God, we thank you, God, that the angel of the Lord is encamped around about us, oh God. Hallelujah, them that fear the Lord. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are our deliverer on this morning. Lord God, we taste and we see that the Lord, that he is good. Your word says, Lord God, that blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Lord God, we thank you this morning that, Lord God, as we trust in you, oh God, Lord, as those that fear the Lord, Lord God, you call us your saints, oh God. Lord God, your word says, Lord God, that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Lord God, we thank you this morning that you hearken us, oh God, because we are your children, oh God. We declare today, Lord God, hallelujah. hallelujah, that we are taught by your word, Father. Lord God, your word says, Lord God, that you will teach the ones, Lord God, that fear the Lord. Lord God, what man, Lord God, is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good. Lord God, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that our eyes, oh God, are upon you. Lord God, and your eyes are upon the righteous on this morning. Lord God, your ears are open to the cry of the righteous, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that when the righteous cry, that the Lord heareth them and deliver them out of all of their troubles. God, thank you this morning. That the word says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord our God delivereth them out of them all. Lord God, we hold fast, oh God. Lord God, to the promises of God on this morning. We hold fast, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we hold fast this morning. Lord God, to what you have declared. We are not swayed by what's going on around us. We are not swayed. We are not swayed, oh God, by the dismantling of the systems of this world. For your word says, Lord God, that heaven and earth will pass away. Your word has already told us, oh God, Lord God, that the word of God shall stand forever. Lord God, we thank you, God, that, Lord God, there shall be a new Jerusalem. Lord God, that shall, Lord God, descend. And heaven and earth, oh God, shall be one. And your saints, oh God, Lord God, will be free to worship their eternal God forever. For you are everlasting to everlasting. You are the Father of lights. You are the most holy God. You are the most high God. You are the most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high God. You are the most high God. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome in, people of God. We thank God for another week. Amen. Hallelujah. 6460. Amen. We are in week three. We are in week three. Amen. We are in week three, and we are so glad that we are still together. Amen. Moving forward in the realms. Hallelujah. Moving in closer and deeper into the realms. Amen. We thank God. Amen. That we are moving the way that we are, with momentum, moving with God. Amen. Not before him, not after him. Amen. But with him. Glory be to God. I'm going to ask you, if you would, grab your scripture this morning. Amen. And go with me to Psalm 27. For many of you, this may be a familiar psalm. You may use this psalm in your prayer time. Amen. This may be a psalm that you read daily, or, you know, weekly, monthly. You may include it in the rotation of scripture that you read often. And so let's go over Psalm 27 this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 is traditionally attributed to David. The psalm reads like a reader who has lived through real threat and political pressure and personal betrayal. You will read many psalms that David wrote. He did not write all of them, but he wrote a majority of them. You are going to see a lot of language around the threats. Of course, he was a warrior. We all pretty much know that. I don't want to assume that everyone knew that David was a warrior. We see him start out as a shepherd, amen, and then as God began to train him into being one of the greatest warriors of biblical time. And so, of course, if you're a warrior, of course, if you're a king, of course, if you're leading a brigade of warriors, you are going to find that you're going to see a lot of language around threats and pressure anger and betrayals, of course, that goes with that, right? But he refuses to let that fear of being in constant times of trouble become the interpreter of his reality. Amen. That's a word all in itself. Okay. He refused to let fear become the interpreter of his reality. And for some of you, you may not be in a threat in regards to a literal war. You may not be in a country that is at being threatened, I mean, to go to war, even though we are in a very volatile time within our country. You may not be in political pressure, but you're in some type of pressure. You may be dealing with some type of personal betrayal. But like David, let's refuse to allow fear to become the interpreter of our reality. Scripture does not attach a single named event to this particular psalm. So any specific historical moment is an informed guess, okay? It's not a certainty. And many readers place it within seasons when David was hunted or opposed, whether by Saul's court, whether by foreign enemies, whether by internal rivals, because the language fits that kind of sustained danger. So this psalm has very clear movement. We're not going to get to all of it today, but I would like you to read with me the first three verses, amen, where fear is confronted with who God is. The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" That's a question. Come on. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the very strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Another question. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Now listen, David starts with identifying identity statements about God. He calls the Lord his light. He calls the Lord his salvation and strength. Light points to what? Guidance. You are guided by light. You can see when there's light. It points to clarity. When life gets confusing, come on, for many of us, life has gotten confusing many of times, right? You need light. Amen. He points to God as his salvation. What is salvation? It is rescue. Okay, it's not just rescue for eternity. No, it's real deliverance in this time. Amen. In this real time. Amen. And then he calls the Lord his strength, right? It points to the capacity that God has, meaning God does not only remove threats, God also reinforces the person that is under threat. And then in verse 2, he uses this vivid language. It's vivid for that predatory hostility. David is describing enemies who want more than a win. They want your absolute collapse. So he testifies that when they surge forward toward me, guess what they did? They stumbled. Come on. Hallelujah. They stumbled. The logic is simple. God can interrupt the momentum of the enemy. You better know that on today. Hallelujah. That as you lift up your voice before your king, that what whatever enemy is on your track, that the Lord your God can interrupt its momentum. And then verse 3, it escalates from individual attackers to an entire army. David does not deny the reality of the danger. He denies fear, the right to rule. You can't rule my heart, fear. Hallelujah. In this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Meaning his confidence is what? It's anchored in who God is. Hallelujah. It's not anchored in the size of the army around him. It's not anchored in David's resources, because he had accessibility to riches unknown to us. We can't even count. Hallelujah. It was not anchored in any of those things. It was anchored in who God is. And so at this time, I'm going to ask you to lift up your voice on this morning and declare, hallelujah, out of your mouth that the Lord is your light. Hallelujah. And so you refuse to live a life of confusion, of chaos, hallelujah, of fear, hallelujah, because you've gotten clarity this morning. Hallelujah. You got guidance this morning. Hallelujah. You're not confused on this morning. Hallelujah, because the Lord is illuminating your mind. Hallelujah. So let's pray that on this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the light of our path this morning. You are our lampstand. We are clear with you, Father. Our minds are illuminated with you, Father. Lord God, we thank you, God, for a purified discernment, Father. We expose every false conclusion, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we've accepted under pressure, God. You are our salvation, God. And so we reject you fair. We reject the belief that we must rescue, oh God, ourselves, oh God, through compromises, Father. Lord God, you are our strength this morning, the very strength of our life, oh God. So we ask you to reinforce what has been weakened in us, Father. Reinforce our courage. Reinforce our discipline. Reinforce our consistency in prayer, Father. Lord God, when opposition advances with intensity, we thank you for the interruption of their momentum. Because what has been organized against our peace is losing coordination in the name of Jesus. What has been organized against my peace, it is losing its coordination in the name of Jesus. What has been organized against my peace, Lord God, I thank you that it is losing its coordination in the name of Jesus. I need you to open your mouth and declare that on this morning. I need everybody to open their mouth and declare this morning that what has been organized against my peace is losing its coordination. Come on and declare that. What has been organized against my peace is losing its coordination. That's it. Whatever has been organized against your functionality, whatever has been organized against your business, whatever has been organized against your family, hallelujah, it is losing coordination right now. We thank you for the stumbling of every enemy, of every strategy of the enemy, God. We thank you, God, for spiritual steadiness on today. We thank you for emotional stability. We thank you, oh God, for clean hands, clean hearts, God, even in the middle of conflict, God. We thank you that when numbers rise, that our voices are multiplying. Come on, let your voice multiply this morning. When pressure escalates, keep our hearts governed, oh God. This is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus. This is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus. This is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus, that he is light, that he is our salvation, that he is our deliverer. Come on, this is the confidence that I have in you, God. This is the confidence that I have in you. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to worry, because I am confident that you are the God of timing, that you know when to come, that you know what to do. I follow your lead, Father. I follow your lead. I follow your lead. As David said, God shall I pursue. And when you gave him the go-ahead, he pursued the enemy, and he won every time. I thank you, God, that we have the victory on this morning, and we have the head of the enemy in our hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, let's look at verses 4 through 6. 4 through 6 on this morning. Verse 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing. He said, that will I seek after. Semicolon. That I may dwell. In the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Come on, David narrows his focus. He narrows his focus to one thing. Mm-hmm. It is the choice of a primary pursuit. He wants continual access to God's presence, because presence reorders everything else. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Come on, that means you have sustained attention. Sometimes our attention is divided. I was even talking yesterday about the dichotomy that happens on the inside of us, where there's that war going back and forth. Amen. On the inside, we're trying to concentrate on God, but then other things, other ideas keep pulling our attention away. But David is saying, I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. Sustain my attention for you. David is saying that worship is not a prelude to real life. Worship is where reality is interpreted rightly. Let me say that again. Worship is where your reality is interpreted rightly. Let me say that one more time. Worship is where reality is interpreted rightly. To inquire in his temple shows that David expects guidance. He does not just want comfort. He wants counsel. Some of us, we just want the comfort without the counsel. But no. David wants both. Verse 5 explains why he wants both. Because trouble has come. And God provides covering for David. He provides secrecy from David, and he provides elevation. The pavilion and the secret of his tabernacle, it points to not just access, but access to God's protection, his stability. He's a rock, right? His vantage. God can place you where the enemy cannot easily reach you. And where you can see clearly, where you can see clearly, but the enemy cannot see you. You can see him, but he cannot see you. He cannot track you. He cannot trace you. He cannot smell you. The God can hide you in plain sight. Verse 6, lifted head language. His dignity is restored. And so David responds with sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. Praise is sometimes costly. He praises before everything feels resolved. Oh my God. He praises before he can actually see the tangible evidence. He praises. Why? Because he trusts God's character. And so as we continue to pray on this morning, let's start from verse 4 and pray into us being single-eyed. We want to be single-eyed. We want to have a single focus, amen, on this morning. We want to place all of our attention on the Lord. Come on, let's pray on this morning, Father. Lord God, we lift up, Lord God, our focus to you. We thank you, God, that we have a single eye, Lord God, towards you on this morning, Father. We're praying, God, that you appear. Purify our desires until your presence becomes the primary pursuit, Father. In Jesus' name, we're praying, God, on this morning that you would train our appetites, oh God, so that we stop feeding on anxiety, so we stop feeding on noise and constant reactions. Make your house the place where our inner world is recalibrated, oh God. Let us behold your beauty in a way that corrects our perspective, Lord God, and realign our priorities. Teach us
us, oh God, to inquire of you, God, with patience and precision. We ask for wisdom on this morning, Lord God, that is not motivated by fear. We ask for guidance, oh God. Lord God, speak clearly to us. Give us the discipline to obey you completely in the time of trouble, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you hide us from, Lord God, what we cannot outfight. You hide us from traps, oh God, that we cannot detect without you. You hide us, oh God, from spiritual contamination that tries to enter in through the spirit of offense, through the spirit of jealousy and distraction and exhaustion, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, nothing shall contaminate my environment. In the name, nothing shall contaminate my environment, Father. Not envy, Lord God, not low self-esteem. Nothing shall contaminate, Lord God, my, oh God, environment in the name of Jesus. Lord God, set me upon a rock, oh God. Establish my footing, Father. Stabilize our emotions. Stabilize our decisions. Stabilize us in the home. Stabilize our assignments, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Father, I thank you for the lifting up of our heads, oh God, from surrounding pressures, oh God. Thank you for restoring our dignity, oh God, where intimidation, Lord God, tries to cause us to shrink in the name of Jesus. Put a song in our mouth, Father, that does not depend on our circumstances. Let joy become an offering. Come on, we bring the sacrifices of joy before our Lord as an offering, oh God, and the sacrifices of joy, it shifts our atmosphere, strengthen our spirit, Father, silence the voice of fear. Ye mande na namu oshala alelebe kuriete paria lebro komandandele kaya na namaya. I bring the sacrifices of joy as an offering to my King. I bring the sacrifices of joy as an offering to my God. I bring the sacrifices of joy lekomandiyanda na maya. My joy bells are ringing on the inside of me on this morning. Joy bells are ringing on the inside of me. Alebuku lekabari andela nama alelelewa aliam shilaya lebro kumbandela nama ashelekiya kala nama shilekira. My spirit is strengthened. My spirit is strengthened this morning. My spirit is alama eliti andela nama ushila alaba ayana nama soria. Hey, my God, my God, my King, my Shema, the ruler of my life, my Lord, my Savior, my Redemption, Lebo Mama Menena Mandia Kilaya. Hallelujah. Adika Puma Leke Libre Puma Mandia Chile. Verses 7-10. It says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." David's confidence. David's confidence in God does not cancel that he has a need. He cries out for mercy. He cries out for an answer. And verse 8 is important because it frames prayer as response. God initiates. God says, he says, "David, seek my face." Yes. And David answers with what we've been hearing all for 3 weeks now, alignment. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It means his desire becomes obedience. And in verse 9, it shows a common tension for all of us as believers. When God feels distant from us, when we don't feel him near, we assume that God is not, you know, he's not coming through for us, or he's angry with us, or we've done something wrong. We assume that we've been rejected. And David brings that fear into prayer instead of letting it silently shape him. He appeals to God's track record. Okay? He said, "You are my help. my help. And instead of bringing fear into prayer, we got to remind ourselves. We can't let fear shape us. When trouble comes, we got to be reminded of God's track record. You have been my help. You've been my help all along. You'll be my help today.
Oh, yes, God.
David is reminding his own soul that is crying out that God's past faithfulness is the evidence. That's all the evidence that I need. He's always come through. Hey, why would he leave me now? Why? Why would he leave me now? He's a good God. Goodness is in him. Kindness is in him. Love is in him. He will never leave me. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Even the closest human covering fails. God does not. He said, take me up. Take me up, God. What is that communicating to us? Make me your own. Adopt me. Receive me. Give me the care that I need, God. When people forsake me, you are my God. You are my Father. You receive me. And so we're going to close prayer with this, with these four verses on today. Hallelujah. Hear me, O Lord. Answer me today and answer me clearly. Hallelujah. Let my prayer life move beyond just a routine, Father. Lord God, let my prayer life move into communion and connection with you, Father. Let my prayer life move me into dimensions unknown to me, even right now. Let my prayer life move me into the realm of wisdom. Let my prayer life move me into the place where answers reside. Let my prayer life move me into the mind of God. Let my prayer life move me where my feet, God, cannot be moved. I ask for mercy, O God. Every place, O God, where I have misread you, Father, every place that I rushed you, every place that I resisted you, God, I ask for mercy this morning. I ask for answers, O God, answers that will produce obedience, O God. You have told me to seek your face. So I respond with my whole heart this morning. I reject a distracted spirituality. I reject prayer that is only crisis based, oh God. Pull my attention back to you, Father. Strengthen my inner resolve, God, until seeking you becomes my first instinct. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, when a host rises up against me, my first instinct will to go to the rock, will to be to go to my Savior, but we go to my Redeemer. Do not let me interpret your silence as rejected. I am not rejected. I am accepted in the beloved. Do not let me interpret delay as abandonment. Your word has already told me that you will never leave me nor forsake me. You have been my help. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you are our help again today. You are our helper again today. Today, I will look towards the hill from which cometh my help. All of my help, it cometh from the Lord. All of my help, it cometh from the Father of light. All of my help, it cometh from the Lord. I will look towards the hills. I will lift up mine eyes. And when I lift up my eyes, I see where my help coming. I see my help coming. When I lift up my eyes, I see my help coming. All of my help come from God, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall never sleep nor slumber. Lord God, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night. For the Lord is the preserver of my soul. He preserved me from all evil. The Lord, O God, shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth.
voice and forevermore. As much as human beings want to help me, God, they are only, God, good for so much. They can be inconsistent, but you are my consistent covering. You are my consistent covering. You are my leader. You are my protector. You are my shield. You are my battle axe. You are my hammer. You are my sword. You are my champion. You are my king. You are the victor of every war. You are Jehovah the Lord. You are the mighty man of war. You go before me. You go before me. You go before me into battle. You go before me and you fight for me, God. You and your holy angels. You and your holy armies. You back my words. You back my words. You back what I say. You are my backing. You are my backing. I have heaven's backing. I have heaven's backing. I have heaven's backing. Heaven and all aboard. Heaven is backing my words. Heaven is backing my words. Heaven is backing me today. Heaven is surrounding me today. Heaven is lifting me up today. Heaven is available, Oshaya. Heaven is guiding me under. Heaven is guiding me all by. Heaven is guiding me all by. He's my light. 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 He is my light. He is the light of my salvation. He's the strength of my life. My enemies are falling. My enemies have fallen. The wicked are being cut down. The wicked are being cut down like the grass. The wicked are being cut down. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, God is condemning it. God is condemning it. God is condemning it. God is condemning it. Whatever plot and scheme that the enemy is trying to concoct, it's falling flat. It's falling flat. It's falling flat. Whatever the enemy is trying to do to weary me down, to weary my faith, it won't happen. It won't work. In the name of Jesus, whatever strategy the enemy comes with to try to exhaust me, it won't work because I'm being strengthened in the presence of my God. I'm being anointed. I'm pulled into the Ashaya. I'm pulled into deeper consecration. I'm pulled into deeper presence with the Lord. Whatever the enemy comes up with to try to drain my money, to try to drain my resource, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work because I have supply. I have all that I need. The Lord is my provider. He will sustain me all the days of my life. I am preserved by the Lord. Whatever the enemy has come up with to try to come up against my body, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work because I am healed, because the Lord has taken the curse of sickness and disease to the cross. He bore, Lord God, my infirmities on him by his stripes. I am healed by every stripe of Jesus. It won't work. 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 Whatever the enemy has sent, whatever dart or arrow that has been sent my way, I thank you, God, that it is boomeranging back into the enemy's camp. You are sending derision into the enemy's camp. The enemy is losing its footing. The enemy has stumbled and failed. It won't work. 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 Whatever the enemy has come up against my children to cause division, to cause them to go astray, to cause them to be, to do
on my deception. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. My children's minds are covered by the blood. My children are holy. My children are righteous. My children are truth tellers. They will not lie. They will be convicted. They will repent. They will pray. They will do the will of the Lord. They will be good citizens. They will be resourceful. They are intelligent. They are brilliant. They are multifaceted in the name of Jesus. So whatever the lineage, the enemy sins, they will not be drug addicts. They will not be alcoholics. They will not be gamblers. They will not be abusers. Lord God, they will be caring and loving and compassionate. They will not use their language, oh God, to bully or hurt people. It won't work. 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 Whatever the enemy sent against my marriage, Lord God, to cause a dismantling in my ketorama, and even my future marriage. God, I thank you on today, God, for the sanctity of marriage in the name of Jesus. And you cannot sever this cord. We thank you for a threefold cord that is not easily broken. It won't work. Come on, is somebody awake over there? It won't work. It has collapsed. It won't work. The systems, hallelujah, that have been sent to oppose the will of God have been dismantled. It won't work. Oh, my God, I'm guided by your presence, God. I'm guided by your presence. I'm guided by your presence, hallelujah. I'm guided by your presence today. I'm guided by your light. I'm guided by your strength. I'm guided, hallelujah, by your help. All of my help, it cometh from the Lord. There's not a need that I have. There's not a desire that I have, hallelujah, that is not governed by God in my life. Hallelujah. I seek his counsel, not my own. I seek his counsel, not the opinions of men. I seek the counsel of the Lord, and whatever he says, it is so. Hallelujah. And it cannot be overturned. It cannot be otherwise. Whatever he says, it is so. Hallelujah. Whatever he says, it is right. Whatever he says, hallelujah, I'm going in that direction. Hallelujah. I'm going in the direction of my God. Hallelujah. Because he will lead me. He won't lead me astray. He won't lead me astray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm his. Come on. I'm his. I belong to it. He owns me. He is my owner. I belong to him. I belong to him. I'm his child. Hallelujah. I'm the child of promise. I'm a child of God. I'm not a slave. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm a willing servant. I'm a willing servant to my king. And whatever he needs me to do, I am here to do it. Hallelujah. Because he is my king and he is my father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you, God, that our eyes are lifted up to the hills. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That our help is coming. That our help is here. That our help is nigh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Somebody just thank him right there. Come on. Let's go into thanksgiving on this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, just unmute your line and tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
God has kept you.
I agree with
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. That's an old song, hallelujah, that the mothers used to moan when I would be in prayer, and I didn't know what to say, hallelujah. And I used to be in there with those mothers and those fathers of old, hallelujah. And they used to be rocking back and forth and saying, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, my God. Just another day. Hey. That the Lord, He's kept me. Some of y'all understand. He has kept me from all evil, and He's kept my mind stayed on Jesus. I ain't got much voice this morning, but I'll use what I got. Just another day that the Lord, oh my God, has kept me. You know, back then I didn't really understand. I didn't really understand what it meant to be kept. But I understand today. He kept my mind. Stayed on Him. Oh, Jesus. Just another day. I'm telling you right now. If you don't know what this song means, one day you will. That the Lord, oh my God, He has kept me. Oh God. Has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. He kept my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, thank you, Father. You're my keeper. You're my help. Oh, thank you. Oh, Father, I bless you, God, for my mind. I bless you, God, for the sanctity of the mind. Oh, thank you for keeping me. Some of you know what it is for your mind to be, or your body to be kept in a cage, trapped in bondage, imprisoned in bondage. But when God breaks the chains, yes, Lord, when He breaks the bonds of bondage off of your life, you can say, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, Jesus. He has kept me from all evil. He's kept my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. I open the line to the prophets on this morning to come forth. If there's anything that the Lord has given them in prayer, Prophet DeMarcus, Prophet Zipporiah, Apostle Fashionette, if you're here on this morning, you feel free to come forth at this time. Thank you, God.
And prophetically, but I just do thank God for the momentum that has been added this morning to our lives through the power of prayer.
Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for momentum, keeping up in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. Prophet Zipporiah or Apostle Fash. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Nothing prophetically this morning per se, but I just thank God for even through this scripture, this word reiterating that we are kept and we are kept through different various of things through life, and we come. And I thank God that we are in covenant. We are not in chains or bound but as a slave, but that we are sons, and that we are not, we come, oh God, because we are in covenant. We come because we are committed, and that He receives us. And I'm just grateful this morning just to be in His presence.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank Him. Thank Him for His presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I just agree with God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. If there's anyone on the line this morning that has a testimony that they would like to share or like to come forth, amen. What a time for those that were able to come to Encounter Mornings on yesterday. Oh, did the Lord descend on us yesterday? Yes, He did. Amen. Testimonies went forth, and there shall be more notable, notable testimonies. Amen. For those that weren't there, we declare that we shall have testimony calendars. And so for those that are part of 60 for 60, I'm telling you, get you a specific calendar, purchase a specific calendar, amen, get you one today while you're off. For those that are off, I'm not off on today, but for those that are off on today, I want you to go somewhere, Walgreens, Target, Walmart, whatever they sell calendars, and get you a calendar, amen, that's going to be specific for your testimonies. And I'm telling you, believe, we're believing God that by January 31st that we will have a notable testimony, amen, in this month. And then we're going to February, and we shall have a notable by the 28th of February testimony, something that we can touch. We are provoking heaven, amen. We are provoking heaven, hallelujah, with our prayers, amen. And heaven is responding. Heaven is responding. We're seeing it every single day, the response of heaven. So get you a testimony calendar, amen, and let us write down, amen, the testimonies of the Lord, so the testimonies of the saints can come forth strongly, hallelujah, from out of our mouths. If there's someone here today that would like to share a testimony, feel free to come forth at this time before we release the line. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Hope to hear you back here at noonday. Amen. For prayer, we love you and more grace. Mm-hmm.